This is Jay Krishnamurti's third public talk in Amsterdam, 1967.
We were talking the last two meetings about fear and how to meet it and how to go beyond it completely. I think we should also consider a wider and deeper issue, which is whether it is at all possible to totally renew the mind. To make the mind, though it has lived 2 or 3 million years, during that time gathered many kinds of experiences, knowledge, conditioned itself, whether it is at all possible for such a mind to totally become young, fresh. And it seems to me this is an important issue that we should talk about together. Because as one observes, through repetition, imitation, conformity, the mind begins to deteriorate, begins to weaken, has not got the same stamina, clarity. It gets more and more confused. And a society begins to develop more and more. There are more and more conflicts. And so the mind loses its elasticity, its freshness, its youthful capacity for decision. And whether it is at all possible to renew the mind, for the mind to renew itself. Perhaps many of us have not asked such a question. And I think we should discuss it, we should go into it this evening. For us, thought, the whole mechanism of thought is very important. And perhaps the very act of thinking may be the cause of deterioration, the cause of a mind losing its capacity to see very clearly, to act directly, and perhaps able to understand the nature of love. So, before we begin to go into this question of what is the central factor of deterioration of a mind,